So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Thursday, July 21st. What to know about a brutal heat wave spanning from California to New Hampshire. And President Biden's plan to help Americans better cope with the extreme weather. Also, it's the last planned January 6th public hearing, and lawmakers say they're sharing the most compelling evidence yet. Plus, an update about the housing market, what the CEO of Netflix predicts for the future of television, and the panels, parties, and costumes are ready, what's happening at the biggest fan convention in North America. All that and more stories coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, this brutal summer heat in the U.S. is starting to spread coast to coast. The National Weather Service says more than 200 million Americans are going to feel temperatures in the 90s or higher for the next couple of days. For more than 60 million Americans, it will get into the triple digits. Temperature records have already been smashed in the middle of the country. Parts of Texas and Oklahoma saw temperatures rise to 115 degrees yesterday. And those same areas are not expected to see a cool down anytime soon. Parts of California, Arizona, and New Mexico have also been dealing with extreme heat, although it's not quite as rare for this time of year in those areas. What is more unusual is the heat is now headed to the East Coast. Heat advisories span all the way from South Carolina into southern New Hampshire, where the combo of heat and humidity will make it feel like at least 100 degrees. One Weather Channel meteorologist said temperatures are 5 to 15 degrees above average for the entire country. And it's part of an overall trend. NASA scientists say the last 7 years have been the warmest in the history of worldwide records. President Biden is taking small steps to combat climate change. He announced new executive actions that say FEMA will spend $2.3 billion to help communities prepare for heat waves, wildfires, droughts, and other extremes. Also, the White House is issuing guidance meant to help states, tribes, and territories set up cooling centers and help people get access to affordable cooling equipment. Plus, the Biden administration is considering more offshore wind power projects. Many reports have noted that these steps don't do a whole lot to slow climate change anytime soon. But the president is promising a lot more action to come. He said, quote, "This is an emergency and I will look at it that way." Still, analysts say without action from Congress, the U.S. will likely fall way short of what was agreed to under the Paris Agreement. Remember, 192 countries plus the European Union signed on to that agreement, saying they would cut emissions 50% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Right now in the U.S., clean energy reforms do not have the support they would need in the Senate. Republicans and one moderate Democrat are resisting one big climate package because they say new climate spending would come with big economic consequences, especially in the face of historically high inflation. To be continued. A bipartisan group of senators has a plan to prevent some of the chaos and confusion that happened on January 6th before the Capitol riot broke out. 16 senators released a bill that would more clearly define the role of states, electors, and the vice president in a presidential election. Under this new bill, it would be up to each governor to submit electors to represent their state's electoral votes as a way to keep states from sending alternate electors as well. And it says the vice president can preside over the count as a supervisor, but he or she would not have any power to accept, reject, or settle disputes over electors. If a presidential candidate wanted to raise concerns about a certain state, it would go through a three-judge panel then get an expedited path to the Supreme Court. It would also make it tougher for Congress to object to state results. Top Democrats and Republicans have said they support this package, but an actual vote is not expected until this fall. The lawmakers investigating the Capitol riot are coming back to primetime tonight, hoping to get the attention of millions of Americans. This is the January 6th committee's last planned public hearing. But to be clear, the investigation is still far from over. Tonight, lawmakers say they're offering up the most compelling evidence yet. They'll zero in on exactly what former President Trump was doing on January 6th as thousands of his supporters invaded the Capitol, as well as what happened in the White House after the mob left and the fallout the next day. The committee has not officially said who will testify today, but the AP cited sources who say two more White House aides who worked in the West Wing the day of the riot are expected to be there in person. And the committee will likely lean on more videos from people who already testified behind closed doors. Lawmakers say all this together will show that former President Trump wanted the violence on January 6th, that he's responsible for it, and he was unwilling to end it. Also that he should be disqualified from running for office again. But Trump has said he did nothing wrong and did not incite the violence. This week, he wrote on his social media platform Truth Social that the committee is, quote, a fraud and disgrace to America, pointing out that there are no cross-examinations and no opposing witnesses. The hearing starts at 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Ukraine's First Lady took the spotlight on Capitol Hill this week to address America's most powerful lawmakers. First Lady Olena Zelenska showed them some disturbing images from the front lines of Russia's invasion to show the human toll of the war. She called it Russian Hunger Games and thanked the U.S. for the billions of dollars in military and humanitarian assistance that's been given so far. Then she asked members of Congress for more weapons to help Ukraine defend itself. She specifically mentioned air defense systems that can intercept Russian missiles. About 100 lawmakers showed up for Zelenska's speech and gave her multiple standing ovations. It was the first time the spouse of a foreign leader has ever addressed the U.S. Congress. All right, we have much more news for you still ahead. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, BetterHelp Online Therapy. You know, when you invest in something new, you want to take extra good care of it so it'll last a long time. I mean, imagine if you were going to have to drive the same car the rest of your life, you'd probably want to make sure you're doing everything you can to properly care for it. Well, think of that in terms of our brains. And one way to make sure you are treating your mind right is with therapy. Therapy has taught me wonderful strategies to deal with various things that come up in my life, from the small stressors we deal with almost every day to the big tragic things we don't always see coming. And one way you could try therapy is with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is all online, and it offers video, phone, and chat-only therapy sessions so you can interact with your trained therapist in whatever way works for you. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/newsworthy. That's Better, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/newsworthy. The European Union is trying to get ready for a winter without enough gas from Russia. The EU's executive body is pushing member states to cut their gas use by 15% in the coming months, a task officials say would not be easy. The plan would ask for voluntary rationing right now, and would give the European Commission the power to mandate cuts in the future if needed. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, the EU has approved bans on Russian coal and most oil to take effect later this year. But it did not include natural gas because the EU depends so much on it for electricity and to heat homes. Now, many officials are worried Russian President Putin will cut off gas to Europe anyway. Just this morning, Russia did restart a key gas pipeline to Europe after some scheduled maintenance, but it's not clear yet how much gas will flow again, since it takes time to ramp up. And before the maintenance, Russia had reduced the flow of gas through the pipeline by 40%. EU member states are still expected to talk about the Commission's proposal to ration gas at an emergency meeting early next week. Home prices in the U.S. hit a new all-time high last month, even as home sales dropped for a fifth straight month. Economists say mortgage rates and home prices have gone up so much, so quickly, that Americans just can't afford to buy a home anymore. The number of homes for sale is still considered pretty low, but at least it's improving. CNBC reports more sellers are putting their homes on the market now to try and take advantage of what's perhaps the last of the red-hot housing boom, and also because homes are sitting on the market longer. That increasing inventory should take at least some pressure off home prices eventually. But even if it does, climbing mortgage rates may still impact Americans' decisions on where to buy and whether to buy at all. Stay tuned. Netflix lost nearly 1 million subscribers over the last few months, but that's still considered good news for the company because that biggest drop in the company's history was still better than expected. Earlier this year, Netflix predicted it would lose 2 million subscribers from April to June, but instead lost less than half of that. And Netflix expects to start gaining members once again. It's talked about offering a cheaper ad-supported option, for example, and it's testing cracking down on password sharing in some countries. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings also offered up some new predictions for TV as we know it. He said streaming is working everywhere, and so he expects we'll see the end of regular linear TV in the next 5 to 10 years. For the first time in 3 years, comic book, movie, and TV enthusiasts are coming together for a full-on in-person Comic-Con in San Diego. More than 130,000 people are expected to be there, making it the biggest fan convention in North America. Big stars are going too, like Dwayne Johnson, William Shatner, Aubrey Plaza, Ben Stiller, and Keanu Reeves. Plus, there are bound to be some surprise appearances, and of course, some surprise announcements too. Already, we know Marvel is promising sneak peeks of its new She-Hulk movie and Black Panther sequel. Fans will watch never-before-seen footage from Amazon Prime Video's new Lord of the Rings show. HBO will give a first look at the upcoming Game of Thrones spinoff, House of the Dragon, and a lot more. Comic-Con runs through Sunday. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. If you have some summer travel coming up like I do, then you'll love having Rothy's shoes on hand. They're perfect for commuting and traveling. They're crazy comfortable, almost like a slipper. So whether I'm wearing them with yoga pants or a maxi dress, I don't have to worry about my feet hurting. And they're stylish, the kind of chic where everyone tends to notice them. And they can be dressed up or down, which is another reason they're great for travel. One pair of shoes for multiple outfits. Plus, Rothy's takes sustainability to the next level. All of their products are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles. They've repurposed about 125 million water bottles so far. Your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Healthcare professionals have a lot of responsibilities, but now many of them around the world are adding debunking TikTok myths to their to-do lists. And it's kept them pretty busy, since they say inaccurate info is spreading quickly on this app. For example, one doctor in the UK says for every evidence-based expert, you have 50 or 60 creators who spread false information. He now has 1 million followers who see him debunking other videos on TikTok. He calls out fad diets, claims that contraception causes infertility, and a lot more. Others have pointed to false statements based on people misinterpreting scientific articles. TikTok does have policies against content and accounts that spread misinformation, but on that platform especially, it's tough to keep up with. One misinformation and disinformation researcher told the New York Times that TikTok's format can be especially dangerous because seeing someone speak directly into a camera makes them seem more authentic than just text from, say, a Twitter or Facebook post. Plus, creators can add visuals to make their posts especially appealing. So the experts say they are trying to do the same. Now, some researchers and creators say they want health departments to really invest in reputable influencers who can do this full time. All right, thank you so much for joining us here today and listening as part of your daily routine. If you enjoy the Newsworthy, we would be so grateful if you would be willing to share it with a friend today. We will be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.